They would go out into the field with work orders that were printed on paper and pencil. They'd write everything down, and then they would have to come back to a desktop to retype everything back into this desktop software. So it actually created more work, more process for them.
From Upkeep, this is Masterminds in Maintenance, a show about facility managers, technicians, reliability leaders, and the stories and insights behind the amazing maintenance teams they built. I'm Arjun Patel, marketing manager here at Upkeep, and on today's show, the founder of Upkeep, Ryan Chan, tells the story of how he birthed an idea that empowered the way maintenance teams work today in America and the rest of the world, an idea that grew into a multi-million dollar company. So back in 2013, Ryan Chan just graduated from University of California, Berkeley, receiving a degree in chemical engineering. He was ecstatic at the prospect of starting his first job as a process development engineer for a company that he really wanted to work for. However, he never would have predicted just a few years later that he would be named Forbes 30 Under 30 in manufacturing and owning a company that would dominate the likes of IBM, SAP, and CMMS software. And all of this stemmed from a problem he experienced at his first job.
I worked as a process engineer at this membrane manufacturing plant that was made for brackish water desalination. And every single day, I basically spent thinking about how we can improve the process around our manufacturing plant to make it go, you know, better, faster, more reliable every single day. So I was out on the manufacturing floor. I was getting my hands dirty. And when I mean that, I really mean I was getting my hands dirty. My clothes got stained. I was laying in these water baths trying to, you know, fix rollers, see if they could go faster.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I really appreciate that experience. But you asked the question, where did Upkeep really start from? Me trying to make our manufacturing line go from 20 feet per minute to 21 feet per minute, that would have net so many dollars for our company. But what was going on was all our equipment was consistently and constantly breaking down. So while it would have been great to make our manufacturing line go from 20 feet per minute to 21 feet per minute, what would have been even better is if we could make the uptime of all of our equipment go from 60% to 99%. That would have made so much of a bigger difference.
Yeah, so I guess like when was like the aha moment that you needed to create something on your own?
The aha moment was really when we wound up purchasing a different solution to help, you know, streamline all of our maintenance and make us more reliable. And what happened was everything was desktop-based, and I 100% knew the value in maintenance software, but when we actually purchased it, what happened was no one used it.
No one used it? How come?
It was crazy. So what happened was we purchased this system, and all the engineers and all the technicians were given this tool to use out in the field, but it was all desktop-based.
So that's wild.
Exactly. So basically, they would go out into the field with work orders that were printed on paper and pencil. They'd write everything down, and then they would have to come back to a desktop to retype everything back into this desktop software. So it actually created more work, more process for them.
So maintenance software has been around for 30 years and...
Or more, yeah.
And most of the technicians are out in the field, correct?
Still using paper and pencil.
And the software available was only on desktop. That's crazy. So you start Upkeep. Were you still working full-time when you're working on Upkeep as well?
Yeah, so I basically started Upkeep with this whole idea that we're going to make maintenance software better, faster, mobile. And I didn't know who to contact or how to build a mobile application.
Yeah.
So I basically said, okay, well, what's better than to actually learn it myself? Mm-hmm. So I got a job as an iOS developer, and in the nights and weekends, I was building Upkeep.
What? So you were working on Upkeep, and did you know how to code before?
I had no idea.
Oh my god, that's insane. So you taught yourself how to code, and you're building Upkeep while you're working at the chemical processing plant, right? So how did you manage your time? How did you like have that much bandwidth?
I think for me, it was all about creating this product for this company that I knew we had a problem to solve. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was fun.
Yeah.
I was solving a real business need.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, when I looked at it that way, time just flew. I mean, for me, it was so much fun creating this product that I just knew there was immediate value to the old company that I used to work for.
Yeah. So at what point did you think of Upkeep as a business and decided to take the leap to go full time?
A lot of people ask me that question. So I basically worked on Upkeep for about a year and a half on nights and weekends. It was just this hobby of mine because I saw a problem. It was just one random day that I was talking to one of my friends, and he basically said, "Look, Ryan, you've got this awesome product. You've got a ton of people using it. They all just found you in the App Store."
Yeah.
Like, this is a real business. And I stopped and looked at what we've done in the past year and a half of working on Upkeep, and I realized how far we'd come.
Yeah.
And how much further we could go if we really, you know, stepped into it full time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would say it was just that random day that my friend just said, "Hey, turn around and see the impact that you've made in such a short period of time."
So just like that, you just quit your job and decided to work on Upkeep. So what happened next?
Well, it wasn't that easy to get me to quit my job.
Yeah.
It was a process for me, but what happened next? It started out of a garage.
Mm-hmm.
I had this awesome opportunity to go to the Bay Area up in Mountain View to attend Y Combinator. And it was this awesome experience where I got immersed with the brightest founders in the world. And we went through that program. Mm-hmm. Grew a ton. I learned from the best.
Yeah.
And we just quickly started growing out our team. It was awesome. You know, it started with just me. We grew to, you know, one person to three people to five people to now we're at a total of 16, and there's no signs of stopping right now. We've got a long way to go.
That's amazing. What were some of the greatest challenges that you faced so far, like getting from like the garage to getting a nice office in Westwood?
The greatest challenge, every single day is a challenge. For me, the greatest challenge is really the challenges that our customers see and us being able to move as fast, as quickly as our customers bring up their challenges.
Yeah.
So for example, we always get tossed these great ideas, these new feature ideas, like mm-hmm. a better parts and inventory management system, a better reporting system so that they can better track all of their costs, the time, their technicians' output. The biggest challenge is always just meeting all of our customers' needs.
Yeah.
We're constantly running at 110%. And I want us to run 200%, but of course, you know, we've got, the team that we've got.
Yeah.
And for us, it's always about just prioritizing which things to work on next, even though we're being pulled in so many different directions.
One thing that a lot of your customers say is like, Upkeep is really customer centric. What really established that sort of mindset within Upkeep and like yourself on becoming like more focus on the customer rather than just like focusing on the business?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest saying from Y Combinator is talk to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that our customers, anyone's going to be willing to talk to us is if we establish a relationship with them, if we actually listen to them.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was so core critical for us and for me personally to be on the front lines talking to customers so that I could build the product that was for them,
mm-hmm.
so that we could build the product that was for them. The entire mindset of being super customer centric is that we want to help them, and if we give them the support that they need, they're going to help us in return. Build a better product, build a better company. And I wouldn't change it in any way, shape, or form going forward.
That's really cool. How did you get the word out in the beginning to get your first initial customers?
In the beginning, it was honestly me putting this application out in the App Store. I had always known, I went to a few conferences like NFMT, IFMA, and everyone was always talking about mobile-based maintenance management software, but there was none. If you look in the App Store, there was nothing.
So the whole conference, everyone was talking about being mobile, but then there was no mobile system in place.
There was nothing. So basically, we saw this huge gap. And I knew that this was a real problem that people were searching for. The first customers, the first users, came from people just searching for maintenance management software in the App Store. It wasn't any crazy hacks that we did. It all came organic. It still is very, very organic for us. Because we truly do have that unique mobile product that no one else has.
And you're consistently getting new customers every day. You have over 1,000 paid customers already, and it's growing exponentially right now. And I think it's because you guys have such a amazing product that fulfills that need that you had when you were a chemical process engineer. You know, and that's pretty great.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. I 100% believe that we're solving a real problem in this space. And I think, yes, we're at about 1,000 customers. I think we can, there's so many more customers that we can affect and help as well.
Yeah. And you guys released a free version back in September, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about why you decided to release a free version.
When I think back to my old company, it was really driven by upper management to purchase this solution. But when I looked at who was and wasn't using the system, the technicians were supposed to be the end users.
Yeah.
They did not adopt to it. But I found this so flipped that the purchasers were the ones who never touched the system, but the end users got no say. So we released this freemium product. The goal was to help solve a technician's problem at the end of their day, to make their lives easier.
Yeah.
We know that they don't have the budget to make this decision for the company, but we are so driven by the technician and improving their day that we thought having this free solution for them would absolutely provide the most value and benefit to maintenance teams around the world without having to cross that red tape of having to go ask your boss for budget for a maintenance program.
That's very aspirational. I know in the tech industry itself, not that many people are focusing on these type of end users. So I know you were a chemical process engineer and that's where the problem came from, but how are you empowering these blue collar workers today?
It all comes down to how we view software. I think a lot of Silicon Valley companies are building products targeted to the most tech-savvy users and groups in the entire world, right? The Snapchats, the Facebooks, it's all geared towards this group of people that have been using technology since they were born.
Yeah.
But there's this massive gap in technology for, we're talking about the blue collar worker, the blue collar workforce.
Yeah.
They are arguably not the most tech savvy people, but at the same time, they're given the most difficult to use software.
Yeah. And they have a bunch of technical challenges themselves. And what Upkeep's doing is helping them solve that faster.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so our whole premise is centered around giving this group of people that's typically given really difficult to use software something better, something fun, something that makes their day, their job 10 times better, 10 times easier.
Yeah. So did your old company end up using Upkeep?
Oh man, they're still tied to their desktop software. We're in the process of getting them back into Upkeep.
That was Ryan from Upkeep. Ryan deeply understands the problem that maintenance workers have to deal with every day. And that's why he created Upkeep, to keep technicians out in the field working on the most pressing issues, saving precious time and money for businesses, so they can focus on building instead of just reacting to problems. Right now, Upkeep is growing with over 1,000 companies and 50,000 technicians using Upkeep every day. Ryan really wants to accomplish his mission to empower the technician. Stay tuned for next week's episode with Philip Zito and his story on how he automates the maintenance process. Thanks for tuning in for the first episode of Masterminds Maintenance, and we hope you enjoy the show and look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.